Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Local races were dominated by Republicans on Tuesday, with one exception. Dallas Betty Byrd held on to his county commissioner seat. He was the only Democrat locally that fared fairly well yesterday. Republican Brett Watts also held his seat on the board. Newcomer Emily Parks Grice won the District 1 county school seat. Incumbent Steve Long kept his place in the District 5 county school board race. In the Wyville City Schools, Jackie Ray Pierce will serve District 3. Greg Merritt will return for District 4. Incumbent County Commissioners Chris Smith and Laverne Coleman were unchallenged, as was Register of Deeds Candace Bullock. In the Council of State races, it was just about an even split. Embattled Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson lost his bid for the governor's chair to current Democrat Attorney General Josh Stein. Rachel Hunt, daughter of former Governor Jim Hunt, defeated Hal Weatherman for the Lieutenant Governor's chair. Jeff Jackson defeated Republican Dan Bishop for Attorney General. Republican Steve Troxler handily won re-election as Commissioner of Agriculture, as did Republican Mike Causey for Insurance Commissioner. Veteran Secretary of State and strong Democrat Elaine Marshall held on to the post she has held since 1997. Republicans Dave Bolick and Brad Briner won the Auditor and Treasurer's post, respectively, while Democrat Mo Green took the Superintendent for Public Instruction. Republican Luke Farley won the Labor Commissioner's post. A reminder to both successful and unsuccessful candidates: political signs must be removed no later than 10 days after the election. Unless a sign is a hazard or on your private property, political signs may not be moved by anyone except a candidate or the candidate's designee. In other news today, the sheriff's office is investigating, and a child is in stable condition in UNC hospitals after he was struck by gunfire on Railroad Street in Cerro Gordo Monday. The 4-year-old sustained a bullet wound to the neck, and the bullet lodged at the base of his skull, according to Sheriff Bill Rogers. The child's grandmother was also hit by flying glass when someone opened fire on their vehicle. Residents of the town reported hearing 30 to 40 gunshots in the 8:15 shooting that occurred near Railroad Street. Sheriff Bill Rogers also said the family was apparently not the intended target. Investigators are working with the State Bureau of Investigation on the case. Another shooting in Boardman early Tuesday morning sent a man to the hospital with two bullet wounds. Rogers said an apparent argument turned into a chase involving a four-wheeler and a car. One of the individuals was struck twice in the leg. That case is also under investigation. Veterans Day events are going to make for a busy weekend across our area. The County Veterans Day Parade is Saturday at 11 a.m. in downtown Wyville. Hallsboro Baptist Church is going to host a Veterans Recognition Ceremony and serve reception Saturday at 2. Nakana's famous Veteran Parade is Sunday at 2. Monday, we'll see the groundbreaking of the new Outreach Center and a Veterans Day Ceremony at the Memorial Park. That's at 11 a.m. There will also be a Veterans Day Ceremony at the Courthouse at 11 a.m. Saturday is the big flock swap for the community at Gerganus Farm Store in Wyville. Chickens, ducks, guineas, geese, goats, and even more will be available from 8 until 2. Organizers hope to add a tack shop to next month's flock swap. The farm store is located in the Roses Shopping Center on Madison Street. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.